My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.
Good morning, Polling County, and here we go. Welcome aboard to another edition of My Sports as we're making our way through the spring sports season in Polling County. My name is Pete Seymour, your host, as always. Well, we talked last week with all the cancellations that happened early in the spring seasons. All of these games have to be made up, so we have a ton to talk about. This show will be baseball heavy, it will be softball heavy. Also, a reminder to tune into mysports.live right after this show. Well, not right after the show, but 10:55 for the pregame show, 11 o'clock first pitch between Wayne Trace and Antwerp on the Diamond. The audio-only broadcast will be live on mysports.live, so fire up another cup of coffee if you can't get out to the game. Go ahead and listen to mysports.live's first broadcast of spring sports. Myself and Brady Stabler will be on the call. And who better to join me as my guest today to break down everything Raiders and Archers? Former Wayne Trace Raider himself, Brady Stabler, will join me next on the show because we are going to preview the game, like I mentioned, that is happening right after this on mysports.live. So we'll have that, we'll have plenty more, and of course we will talk about all the other games that you'll be able to listen to on mysports.live this upcoming week. A ton of action on the diamond. So we're going to hit the diamond, we're going to have Brady on, and then we'll talk about some games as I mentioned. But for now, it's time for our first break here on My Sports. Whoever you are and however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. This is My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Back here on My Sports, and like I mentioned, it's time to break down the Wayne Trace baseball and Antwerp game that can be heard audio format only on mysports.live. Coming up at 10:55 for the pregame, 11 o'clock first pitch, and to help me break it down, none other than Brady Stabler. Brady, appreciate you taking the time, man. Thank you.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So, as a Wayne Trace Raider, we know the rivalry on the football field, we know the rivalry, you know, on the basketball court. This is our first time being able to cover the rivalry on the diamond. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, Pete, it's a great point that you bring up the rivalry, and the coolest thing, as you've gotten a witness now, you know, not from this area, but you've seen in the other sports, these guys get together, no matter what the sport is, it's going to be a battle, and it's going to be a rivalry. Great athletes, a lot of the same names that we've seen on the football field and basketball court, and, you know, a couple teams that have really built up some positive momentum in their baseball programs over the past few years. So I think it's really going to be a great game and always fun to call the Paulding County head-to-head games for sure.
Absolutely. So let's break down the Wayne Trace Raiders a little bit, and we'll start with the fact that they had a lot of returning talent from a season ago. They were the outright favorites to win the GMC this year. Started a little bit slow, but starting to get their legs under them now. What do you like that they have coming back, and what do you think are some of their keys to getting out to a win against Antwerp?
Well, they have so much experience coming back. I mean, this is a group that's been talked about in the Wayne Trace baseball program and in the Wayne Trace community for a long time because of the talent that they have had. These are guys that have played, most of them 3- and 4-year players, but also a nice mix of some younger guys that have chipped in nicely, both in the batting lineup and also with pitching. The one thing with Wayne Trace early on this year that has been a problem is errors in the field. But when Wayne Trace is clean in the field, they're definitely one of the best teams in small school baseball here in Northwest Ohio.
So let's talk about the Antwerp Archers on the other side of things. They have a lot of a new team coming back under head coach Steve Swinson, who's in his first year. He mentioned the fact that they were really starting to come together as a team, and he had a few guys that didn't come out that he thought he might, but they had a really good offseason, and as a first-year head coach, he's really excited about a lot of these athletes, like you mentioned, they have, Brady.
Yeah, and baseball is such a fast and furious season, so I think the biggest challenge when you do have a new head coach come in, like Coach Swinson has had, is getting the guys to buy into what you want to do and just learning exactly what you want to do so quickly, because baseball is a season that moves so quickly. Then you have rainouts and whatnot and factor that in. But this is an Antwerp team, like I said, Pete, a lot of the same guys that have played in other sports that we've seen. Guys like Reed Lisi, Aiden Lisi, and Derek Hines, you know, it's great to have those type of players, athletes, but just leaders within the baseball program. It's an Antwerp team that, you know, has started slow at times. They've had some tough games, but then they've also really cleaned things up. I know earlier this week they had a big win in the GMC against Hicksville. Reed Lisi threw a complete game, and he had a really good performance. So this, again, is an Antwerp team. These guys are just competitors, and they know how to win games regardless of sport. So I'm sure they're going to be ready to go to face the Raiders.
And the one thing I want to point out, big win for Wayne Trace this past week in conference play against Fairview. And their pitching staff just seems to be very deep this year. Brevin Anderson, Cooper Wenslick, you name it, they can get into the bullpen. I think that's where they're really strong, is closing out games towards the end.
Yeah, and you look at Wayne Trace, you know, their rotation. They have so many different guys. They're so versatile. Some of those names that you mentioned, you know, Wenslick and Anderson and Antoine and Cale Winans, not only can all these guys pitch, but they can also go and play in the field as well. And they're so versatile. They understand the game of baseball so well, and it just makes them so difficult. And really, it makes life pretty easy for a coach like Ryan Jerome when you have guys that you can put out there in a plethora of different positions and really trust every day.
Now, as a former player out in Paulding County, Brady, how nice is it finally when the weather starts to break, you can get out in full swing? I know the weather for us not going to be super warm today, but I think we're finally getting a break in it. And boy, you're playing 3, 4, 5 games a week now.
Yeah, it's fast and furious, you know, and it is awesome. The one thing I'll always say about baseball here in Northwest Ohio and in the GMC particularly, a lot of these fields tend to be out in the open. Mm-hmm. So you look at your temperature, you know, or your weather app on your phone. If it says 75 degrees, you can normally count on it feeling like 60 or 65 with a lot of wind. And you never know if that wind's going to be blowing in, blowing out. And that's always the case as it's going to be today, you know, at Wayne Trace. So that always plays a factor. But really, you know, it's great to see that the weather has gotten a break, as you mentioned, and teams really starting to get a lot of games in.
Well, Brady, appreciate your time today. Looking forward to having the game with you here just in a little bit. And of course, 10:55 pregame show, 11 o'clock first pitch on MySports.live. And we can finally get this spring season going on MySports.live.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, Pete.
This has been Brady Stabler, and we'll be back with plenty more My Sports right after this. We're talking baseball, then we're talking softball as we continue on right here on My 102.7 FM.
Sports teams and programs throughout Paulding County develop great traits and skills for the future workforce of our county. In addition, the travel to ball fields, gyms, and parks throughout the county enhance the economy of all these areas. The Paulding County Economic Development Office supports all county sports-related leagues and events and the positive impact it has on the Paulding County economy.
We're back talking baseball here on My Sports, but before we do that, we have to thank our guest today, who I will talk to in just a little bit, Brady Stabler, for helping me break down the Wayne Trace and Antwerp baseball game that we'll have on MySports.live for you coming up after this show. Again, 10:55, the pregame show, 11 o'clock, first pitch from Raider Field. So it's time to take a look at the week that was on the baseball diamond. We'll start with the Antwerp Archers getting shut out by Fort Jennings 11-0. Only one hit for the Archers in the 11-0 loss. 11 runs on 9 hits for Fort Jennings. For Antwerp, it was Derek Hines. He had the lone hit. More baseball. We're going to talk Wayne Trace Raider baseball. It was a Wayne Trace 11, Van Wert 9. The Raiders 11 runs on 12 hits, 4 errors. That's some productivity, though. Van Wert 9 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. But the big 5 spot in the second inning helped Wayne Trace past Van Wert again. 11-9, your final. Brady Miller went 3 innings, no hits, no runs, 2 Ks, and a walk. Kyle Forer picked up the save. He went 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 1 K, no walks. Connor Davis and Brevin Anderson also took the bump for the Wayne Trace Raiders. At the plate, Tucker Antoine, a single, a run, and 2 driven in. Brevin Anderson, he drove in 2 with Kale Winans. He had a single and a run. Cooper Wenslick, a single, a double, a run, and 3 RBI. Carter Clemens, 2 singles, a run, and an RBI. Kyle Forer, a single, a homer, a run, and an RBI. Tyson Gerber, 2 singles, 2 runs. Tyler had a single and 2 runs. Brady Miller, a single, a run, an RBI. And Caden Tumblin also crossed the plate once. More baseball at Ayersville. The Wayne Trace Raiders along, like I mentioned, with every school, a very packed week. They pick up another win, again, this time against Ayersville in conference play. Wayne Trace 8, Ayersville 5 in this one. 8 runs on 8 hits, 5 errors for the Raiders. But how about a 6th spot in the top of the last inning? The difference. Brevin Anderson went 1 and 2 thirds, no hits, no runs, 1K. Kyle Forer in 2 innings of work allowed 1 hit, no runs, 4 strikeouts, didn't walk a batter. And Brody Rossworm and Tanner Lockoff, the other 2 pitchers for Wayne Trace in this one. Tucker Antoine, a single, a double, and 2 driven in. Kale Winans, a double and a run scored. Cooper Wenslick, he crossed the plate once. Carter Clemens, a single and 2 runs. Tyson Gerber, 2 singles, 2 RBI. Brady Miller, a run scored. Tyler Head, a single, a run, and 1 driven in. Tanner Lockoff, a double, a run, 2 RBI. Micah Sin, a run scored as well. All right, more baseball. We're going to head on over and talk about the Paulding Panthers as they fell to Fairview by a final of 4-1 earlier this week. 1 run on 5 hits, 5 errors for the Panthers. Cole Mack went 7 innings. Complete game, 5 hits, 1 run. That run was earned, 4 strikeouts, no walks for the Apaches. Grayson Harder tossed 6 innings, allowing 4 runs, only 1 earned on 6 hits, striking out 6 and walking 1. At the plate, Kane Jones singled. Casey Agler had 2 knocks and a run scored. And Patrick Pollack, 2 doubles and an RBI. Baseball takes us to Antwerp as they defeated Hicksville in conference play, a final of 3-2. Reed Leachty went a complete game, 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, only one of those earned, striking out 10 and walking 2. At the plate, Reed Leachty singled and scored a run. Aiden Leachty doubled. He knocked one home and scored himself. Derek Hines, a double and a run scored. Tegan Marlin, a single, a double, and 2 driven in the 3-2 victory for the Archers. More baseball takes us to Thursday evening. It was Brevin Anderson leading the Wayne Trace Raiders over Fairview on the mound. For Wayne Trace, 7 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. Anderson, as I mentioned, 4 and 2 thirds, allowing 6 hits, 4 runs, all of those earned, striking out 3 and walking 3. Carter Clemens went 1/3 of an inning, allowing 1 hit. And Cooper Wenslick, also on the bump, went 2 innings, allowing 1 hit, striking out 5. At the plate, Tucker Antoine had 2 knocks, a run, and an RBI. Brevin Anderson, he singled and drove in 2. Kale Winans also scored a run. Cooper Wenslick, he doubled. Carter Clemens singled and scored a run. Kyle Forer, a single, a run, and an RBI. Tanner Lockoff, a run, and 2 driven in. Tyler Head, a single, a run, and then Tyson Gerber, a run, and an RBI. More baseball from Thursday. It was Paulding all over Edgerton. Final score of 11-6, 11 runs on 12 hits, 3 errors for the Panthers as they continue to climb up those GMC baseball standings. 6 runs on 6 hits, 4 errors for Edgerton. The winning pitcher, Kane Jones, went 6 complete, allowing 3 runs, only one of those earned on 3 hits, striking out 10 and walking 2. Casey Agler and Patrick Pollack, also really nice outings for the Panthers. At the plate, Kane Jones, he drove in 2. Blake Roanhouse scored 3 runs. Casey Agler, he singled, he scored a run, and drove in 2. Patrick Pollack singled, scored twice, and had an RBI. Boy, did Grayson Harder have a day at the plate. He drove in 4. 2 singles, a double, a run, and 4 RBI for Grayson Harder. Hunter Couts, he singled, he doubled, and drove one home. Kobe Four came across the plate once. Grady Barton, he singled. Aiden Herman singled and scored a run. Ian Hutchinson, 3 knocks to his name, 2 runs, and an RBI. More baseball this time at Antwerp. It was Ayersville 5, Antwerp 3, and a tight one. 5 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors for Ayersville. 3 runs on 5 hits, 4 errors for Antwerp. Tegan Marlin went 3 innings, allowing 3 runs, only 2 of those earned on 2 hits, while striking out 4 and walking 4. Lucas Sproles and Aiden Leachty also appeared on the bump for the Antwerp Archers at the plate. Reed Leachty singled, doubled, and scored two runs. Aiden Leachty singled and drove one home. Derek Hines scored a run. Tegan Marlin singled and drove one home. And Luke Perrette also a knock to his name. Well, that'll wrap up our baseball segment here on My Sports. Of course, Raiders, Archers, 10:55 pregame, 11 o'clock first pitch, mysports.live, your home for Paulding County baseball and softball. We're talking softball next. That closes our baseball segment, so it's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, it's softball time. Stay with me, Paulding County. We're back right after this here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
It's time to talk some softball here on My Sports. We just got done wrapping up that week that was on the baseball diamond. And, of course, we previewed the Antwerp Archers and the Wayne Trace Raiders. That can be heard on mysports.live at 11 o'clock this morning, 10:55, pregame show, 11 o'clock, first pitch. Myself and Brady Stabler, also our guest today, will have the call for you there. But let's turn our heads to the softball diamond and talk about the week that was in Paulding County for the softball teams. And we'll start with a shutout victory for Ellie Clem and the Antwerp Archers. She went 7 innings complete against Hicksville. 1-0, Antwerp wins it in a shutout effort. 7 innings, a complete game, 5 hits, no runs, 11 strikeouts, 1 walk for the winning pitcher, Ellie Clem. At the plate, she doubled and she scored a run, did Ellie Clem. Emma Townley, she had a single. Megan Pendergrast also had a single. That one run coming in the bottom of the 6th inning, the difference in the conference victory for the Antwerp Archers over Hicksville. Moving on, it was softball at Fairview. The Apaches getting the best of the Paulding Panthers in a 3-run victory. 5-2 your final in this one for Paulding. 2 runs on 6 hits, 1 error for Fairview. 5 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. In the circle, it was Tia Mendez. She went 6 innings, allowing 5 runs, 4 of those earned on 6 hits, striking out 4 and walking 4. At the plate, Tia Mendez, she had 2 doubles and scored a run. Mariah Kloffenstein, 2 singles, a homer, a run scored in 2 RBI. Riley Stork also had a knock to her name, but the Paulding Panthers falling by a final, as I mentioned, 5-2 against Fairview. We'll take a look at the conference standings coming up here just a little bit, but we're going to talk about more softball, more conference softball, and it was a tight one at Ayersville. Ayersville 11, Wayne Trace 10 in GMC action. Wayne Trace 10 runs on 13 hits and 4 errors. For the Pilots, 11 runs on 18 hits, 4 errors. The winning pitcher, Taylor Waldron, only went 1 2/3, allowing 2 hits, no runs, 1 K, no walks. In relief for Ayersville, Kendra Waldron went 5 1/3, allowing 11 hits, 10 runs, 8 of those earned, striking out 8 and walking 2. Reagan McGarvey takes the loss in the circle, going 6 1/3, allowing 18 hits, 6 earned runs, 11 runs total, 2 strikeouts, and 1 walk. For the Raiders at the plate, Logan Bland, a single, 2 doubles, 2 runs, 2 RBI. Ava Zartman, 2 singles, 2 runs. Caitlin Slade, a double. She homered, she scored twice, and drove in 3. Ella Crosby scored twice. Tiana Sin, she also homered, had 4 RBI on the day. Katie Anna Bumley had 3 singles. Allison Nogle, she also had a knock. Reagan McGarvey, an RBI. Brianna Parker, she singled and scored a run herself in a really close game between the Ayersville Pilots and the Wayne Trace Raiders. Once again, 11-10, your final. Wayne Trace falling in this one. 5 runs by Ayersville in the bottom half of the last inning. The difference. Wayne Trace had a 5-run lead going into that and just couldn't put it away. More softball takes us to Wayne Trace, as it was a big Green Meadows Conference matchup between the Raiders and the Fairview Apaches. 6 runs on 10 hits, no errors for Wayne Trace as they pull out the conference victory. Fairview came into that one 8-3 overall, but they were shut out by the Wayne Trace pitching staff. The winning pitcher, Reagan McGarvey, went 7 innings, no runs, 7 hits, 7 Ks, and 2 walks. Again, your final 6-0. The Apaches blanked. McGarvey picked up the win in the circle, as I mentioned. Logan Bland, a single, a double. She homered and scored 2 runs and drove 2 in. Ava Zartman, 2 singles and a run scored. Caitlin Slade, she doubled and drove 1 home. Paige Albert singled and also knocked home a run. Tiana Sin, she had 2 singles and an RBI. Katie Anna Bumley, she scored a run. Allison Schilt, she singled and had an RBI. And Brianna Parker also scored a run. More softball, and we're talking Paulding Panther softball as they picked up the big-time win in conference play against Edgerton. 3-1 your final in this one. 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors for the Panthers. For Edgerton, 1 run on 4 hits and 1 error. Tia Mendez got the win in the circle. She went 7 complete, allowing 1 run. That run earned on 4 hits, 3 Ks, and 4 walks. The losing pitcher, Corinne Cape, went 7 innings, still threw a really nice game. 2 earned runs on 6 hits, 9 strikeouts, and no walks for Edgerton. At the plate, Macy Kauser, she had 2 singles, a double, and 2 runs scored. Tia Mendez, 1 single, a double, and 2 RBI. And Jalen Kloffenstein also singled home a run. More softball, we're talking Antwerp Archers. We're touching every part of Paulding County as Ayersville took down Antwerp 7-1. For Antwerp, 1 run on 5 hits, 6 errors for Ayersville. 7 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors. Ellie Clem went 7 innings, allowing 10 hits, 7 runs, only one of those earned, striking out 6 and walking 1. At the plate, Caroline Roars, 2 doubles and a run. Raylan Zuber, she singled and drove home a run. And then Madison Peters, also a single to her name. Well, that's a look back at some of the Paulding County softball from this past week. Coming up, we're going to talk about some of the softball and baseball that you can listen to on MySports.live coming up this next week. All that and plenty more as MySports continues right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. One more short break. We're live right here on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
Back to put a lid on this edition of My Sports, and as we always do, I need to start with some thank yous. The first one to Brady Stabler for his time helping me break down the Antwerp and Wayne Trace baseball game, which will be airing on MySports.live coming up in just a little bit. So head on over to MySports.live, 10:55 pregame show, 11 o'clock first pitch. The Raiders and the Archers as they meet on the GMC Baseball Diamond this morning. More thank yous need to go out to our sponsors, who have not just been with me this year, but every year here on My 102.7 FM, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, I thank you so much for your support, not just this year, but every year, in allowing me to tell the stories of your high school athletes in Paulding County on My 102.7 FM. Well, guys, we're right in the heart of spring sports. We're going to talk some track next week. I know we didn't get to a ton of track this week, but we'll touch on all things track next week. And, of course, we'll talk more baseball. We'll talk more softball. And I need to mention that you're going to be able to listen to some of these baseball and softball games just like today. This next week on MySports.live, we are live on the Diamond, and it starts on Tuesday. Boys and girls, softball and baseball, Kenny Stabler and Miles Holiday will have the baseball game for you between Antwerp and Paulding, and myself and Peyton Beckman will have the softball game for you between Antwerp and Paulding. Later on that week, it's Paulding and Wayne Trace squaring off on the Diamond. Kenny Stabler and Brady Stabler will have the baseball game for you on April 25th, and then myself and Miles Holiday will have the call for the Paulding-Wayne Trace softball game that very same day. Then rounding out the MySports.live audio-only broadcast for the season, Tuesday, April 30th, Antwerp and Wayne Trace girls square off, and that is Kenny Stabler and Brady Stabler on the softball diamond for you there. So that's a look at the upcoming broadcast that you can listen to, again, audio-only on MySports.live, and like I mentioned earlier a few times, I highly encourage you, when we wrap this show up, grab another cup of coffee. Do it whatever you need to do on your Saturday morning, and then come join us on MySports.live, myself and Brady Stabler, for the Wayne Trace and Antwerp baseball game. Kicking off spring sports coverage for MySports.live. But for now, I'm out of time here. I'll talk to you in a little bit, right over on MySports.live, whoever you are, and whoever you're listening. My name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another episode of My Sports. Talk to you in a little bit, Paulding County. But until then, and until next week, you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a Life Story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.